Book 6, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain, page 437 to 439. A silence sealed the irrevocable decree, the word of fate that fell from heavenly lips, fixing a doom no power could ever reverse, unless heaven's will itself could change its course. Or so it seemed. Yet from the silence rose one voice that questioned changeless destiny, a will that strove against the immutable will. A mother's heart had heard the fateful speech that rang like a sanction to the call of death and came like a chill close to life and hope. Yet hope sank down like an extinguished fire. She felt the leaden inevitable hand invade the secrecy of her guarded soul and smite with sudden pain its still content and the empire of her hard-won quietude. A while she fell to the level of human mind, a field of mortal grief and nature's law. She shared, she bore the common lot of men and felt what common hearts endure in time, voicing earth's question to the inscrutable power. The queen now turned to the still immobile seer. Assailed by the discontent in nature's depths, partner in the agony of dumb driven things and all the misery, all the ignorant cry, passionate like sorrow, questioning heaven she spoke. Lending her speech to the surface soul on earth, she uttered the suffering in the world's dumb heart and man's revolt against his ignorant fate. O seer, in the earth's strange twin-natured life, by what pitiless adverse necessity or what cold freak of a creator's will, by what random accident or governed chance that shaped a rule out of fortuitous steps, made destiny from an hour's emotion, came into the unreadable mystery of time, the direr mystery of grief and pain? Is it thy God who made this cruel law? Or some disastrous power has marred his work and he stands helpless to defend or save? A fatal seed was sown in life's false start when evil twinned with good on earthly soil. Then first appeared the malady of mind, its pang of thought, its quest for the aim of life. It twisted into forms of good and ill, the frank simplicity of the animal's acts. It turned the straight path hewn by the body's gods, followed the zigzag of the uncertain course of life that wanders seeking for its aim in the pale starlight falling from thought skies. It guides the unsure idea, the wavering will. Lost was the instinct's safe identity with the arrow point of being's inmost sight, marred the sure steps of nature's simple walk, and truth and freedom in the growing soul. Out of some ageless innocence and peace, privilege of souls not yet betrayed to birth, cast down to suffer on this hard, dangerous earth, our life was born in pain and with a cry. Although earth nature welcomes heaven's breath, inspiring matter with the will to live, a thousand ills assail the mortal's hours, and wear away the natural joy of life. Our bodies are an engine cunningly made, but for all its parts as cunningly are planned, contrived ingeniously with demon skill, its apt inevitable heritage of mortal danger and peculiar pain, its payment of the tax of time and fate, its way to suffer and its way to die.